Our next topic is threats to democracy, and you will be interested to learn that this is the question or the topic that the Portland Press Herald received more questions about than any other topic.
October was debate month at C-SPAN. Senate, House, governor debates, we showed them all. Well, most of them. In partnership with dozens of local media, civic, and educational organizations across the country who joined in the spirit of public service, between October 4th and October 31st, C-SPAN aired 49 debates, which are archived in our video library. Like that one we opened with, the Maine governor debate, October 5th, Democratic incumbent Janet Mills versus Republican former governor Paula Page. You heard Jennifer Rooks of Maine Public Radio set up the most popular question in Maine. That question, is Joe Biden the legitimate president? This episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly is the grand finale to debate month, a roundup of top moments from top debates during this midterm election season, but with a twist. This podcast isn't about the answers, it's about the questions. We don't care what the candidates said, we care what the moderators asked. Specifically, what they asked about Donald Trump. And, spoiler alert, in these debates, the media mentioned Trump a lot. So, the most popular question for the people of Maine to ask the next governor of a state that borders Canada, who won the 2020 presidential election? Let's try another governor race in another New England state, see if it's the same. Here's the October 12th Massachusetts governor debate.
Mr. Deal, dozens of viewers wrote to us about this. You have said that the 2020 presidential election was, quote, rigged, and that, quote, it definitely was an election that was stolen from Donald Trump. A year ago, you called on Governor Baker to conduct a forensic audit to investigate, quote, possible irregularities in that election. Do you still believe that Donald Trump won the 2020 election?
That was Allison King of NBC 10 Boston questioning Republican Jeff Deal. He's running against Democrat Maura Healey. We open with two governor debates in New England. Let's try a third governor debate, this time from the other side of the country, Nevada. But first, a few numbers. Of the 49 Senate, House, and governor debates C-SPAN aired between October 4th and October 31st and are archived in our video library, how many included questions about former President Donald Trump? Well, moderators and reporters asked questions which mentioned Donald Trump, specifically by name, in 22 of them. By comparison, how about current President Joe Biden? Moderators mentioned Joe Biden, specifically by name, in 26 debates. How about debates featuring both questions that mentioned Trump and questions that mentioned Biden in the same debate? 17 debates had questions with specific mentions of both. In 14 debates, neither Trump nor Biden were directly mentioned by name in questions. Now, back to the Nevada governor debate. On October 2nd, John Ralston of the Nevada Independent asked this question of Republican Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo.
Okay, we need to move on, and I'm glad we had this discussion about education. I now want to switch gears and talk about two very prominent individuals who are not on the ballot, who both of you have either talked about or talked about the other one. You have been endorsed by and embraced Donald Trump. Sheriff, he's coming to do an event for you in a few weeks. You think he was a great president?
And John Ralston asked this question of incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak.
I see these signs out there. I don't think they're put up by you, tying you to Joe Biden. And I know you're a supporter of Joe Biden.
I am.
Do you think he's a great president?
Let's stay out west and head to Nevada's neighbor, Arizona, for a Senate debate. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is running for re-election. Arizona PBS host Ted Simons moderated the October 6th debate. Here's what he asked Republican challenger Blake Masters.
All right. I want to get to the election. And Blake, we'll start with you. Is Joe Biden the legitimately elected president of the United States?
Ted Simons asked Blake Masters the question again, now with Trump.
I need to follow up quickly. Was that election stolen? Was it rigged in any way, shape or form enough to keep Donald Trump out of the White House?
Now, Utah, the Senate debate on October 17th. Republican Senator Mike Lee versus Independent Evan McMullen. Here's moderator Doug Wright of KSL Radio and Television. And for this one, settle in for a long windup.
In all of my experience with debates and in talking with the folks from the Utah Debate Commission, they too have never seen anything quite like this, where so many people have contacted us as a commission, me as the moderator, them as individuals, asking a series of questions that they feel they deserve very straight, specific answers to. We've broken it down to four things, and hopefully we can address this relatively quickly. In the first part of this, we've broken it into four questions. But this one is a very basic one that will go to the senator. Did Joe Biden fairly, that's the important word, did Joe Biden fairly win the 2020 presidential election?
After that considerable buildup via the Utah Debate Commission, let's go for some brevity, Hoosier brevity, via the Indiana Debate Commission. The 2020 question asked more precisely in the October 16th Indiana Senate debate. Republican Senator Todd Young versus Democratic challenger Thomas McDermott. Here's moderator Laura Wilson.
Political candidates nationwide continue to argue that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Who do you think won the 2020 presidential election, and why do you think that?
And even more straightforward still, in the October 23rd California governor debate, Democratic incumbent Gavin Newsom versus Republican Brian Dahle. Here's Scott Schaefer of KQED getting right to the point, even if he also gets the year wrong.
All right, Senator Dahle, simple question. Did Joe Biden legitimately win the 2022 election against Donald Trump?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
North Carolina Senate debate, October 7th, Republican Ted Budd versus Democrat Sherry Beasley. Here's host Tim Boyum of Spectrum News.
Clearly the names Biden and Trump have played prominent roles in this campaign. So the next question is centered on the Biden-Trump factor in this race. Ms. Beasley, your opponent has spent a big chunk of time on the campaign trail tying you to President Biden and his policies. Republicans have also criticized you for not appearing with Biden administration officials during North Carolina visits, including Vice President Harris. Are you avoiding appearing with them? Do you want President Biden to campaign for you in North Carolina? And would you be a rubber stamp for the Biden administration?
And Tim Boyum again.
All right, Mr. Budd, you've been endorsed by and recently appeared with former President Donald Trump. Political scientists have argued that's a double-edged sword. Good for the base, but dangerous with unaffiliated voters. I got a question from a Republican who always voted that way, but did not vote for Trump in 2020 and wants to know why he should support you if you're endorsed by Donald Trump. What do you tell that person and other unaffiliated voters who are concerned about your connection to him? 90 seconds.
And another question for Budd.
Quick follow-up. Do you think Mr. Trump should run for president in 2024?
Should Trump run in 2024? Also asked in the Illinois Senate debate, October 27th. Running for re-election, Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat, against Republican Kathy Salvey.
We have some quick questions about national politics. A question to Kathy Salvey. Do you believe the former President Donald Trump should run for president in 2024?
In the Wisconsin Senate debate, October 7th, Republican Senator Ron Johnson versus Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. The Trump question even included Mike Pence. Here's Dale Ryman of WSAW-TV, Wausau.
Last month, I had a chance to interview former Vice President Mike Pence when he was visiting Wausau. When referring to his actions on January 6th, when he resisted pressure from former President Trump to overturn the election and refused to accept the slates of fake state electors, including some that were offered to him by Senator Johnson's office. He said he acted out of respect for the U.S. Constitution. We'd like for you both to go on the record. Did the former vice president do the right thing? Senator Johnson, you can go first.
Now, let's hear some Trump questions in House debates. Two of them. In both cases, the Republican is asked about associating with Donald Trump. First, Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District, October 21st. Representative Susan Wild, Democrat, debates her Republican challenger, Lisa Scheller. Political reporter Tom Shortle asks this question.
Ms. Scheller, 2 years ago, you proudly announced your endorsement from President Donald Trump, but not this year. Do you still align yourself with the former president? And have you sought his endorsement in this race?
And Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, the October 6th debate between Democratic Representative Cindy Oxney and her Republican challenger, Zach Nunn. Here's Stacey Horst of KCCI-TV in Des Moines.
Mr. Nunn, former President Trump has endorsed you in this race. However, he does not appear on your campaign website's list of supporters. What is your relationship with the former president, and what influence would he have on your work should you be elected to this office?
Sometimes candidates get to ask questions of each other. They get to play reporter, like during the October 25th New York governor debate. Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul versus Republican Lee Zeldin. It's time for candidates to quiz each other. Here's Hochul for Zeldin.
I got a real simple one. This is a yes or no. We'll move right on. Is Donald Trump a great president?
We opened with a governor debate in Maine. Our second clip was another governor debate in a state that starts with the letter M, Massachusetts. For our last clip, let's do the first question in a third governor debate in a state that starts with the letter M, Maryland. Democrat Wes Moore versus Republican Dan Cox, October 12th. Here's Pamela Wood of the Baltimore Banner.
This question goes first to Delegate Cox. You have a history of promoting distrust in elections. You've claimed the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. You worked as a lawyer on his behalf in Pennsylvania. And you co-hosted buses to Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021 for his Stop the Steal rally. And here in Maryland, you just fought unsuccessfully a legal battle over how some of the ballots will be counted. Do you trust that Maryland's election system is accurate? And should Marylanders believe that you will honor and accept the election results?
And now a bonus clip from the October 17th Ohio Senate debate. Democrat Tim Ryan versus Republican J.D. Vance. Columnist Bertram D'Souza asks J.D. Vance a question about Trump. He uses a word we aren't normally exposed to by a moderator in a polite midterm Midwest debate, let alone in the family-friendly C-SPAN podcast, The Weekly.
So just so I get this straight, when the former president said, J.D. is kissing my ass because he wants my support, you took that as a joke?
How did J.D. Vance answer? Heck, for that matter, how did any of the candidates in this podcast answer any of the questions you heard? Well, that's real easy to find out. All the answers are right there in the C-SPAN video library. Simply go to cspan.org and use a search bar on top. Look them up, all for free. We are out of time, and we know that because of this ding sound in the Alaska governor debate.
We can't keep turning Alaskans against each other.
Thanks for listening to C-SPAN's Podcast The Weekly. Thanks for watching C-SPAN's coverage of Campaign 2022, and happy searching.